Hearing is change of zone 1621, Todd A. Fritchman.
It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. For land lying southeast of Hebron Road, being Road 273, 350 feet northeast of Harmon Street, and being lots 9 and 10 within Shockley subdivision, to be located on 10,000 square feet more or less. For the benefit of the record, the applicants have provided us with a booklet in reference to their application, and it contains a synopsis, some photos of the Hebron Road area, references to lots 9 and 10 of Hebron Road, some background information, some references to variances already received, references to building approvals, supportive letters, phone call and meeting with residents in support of the rezoning, and email correspondence. That is a part of the record. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down a little packet that was submitted with the application. It includes drawings, photos, etc. And it may be in the booklet again. We received a couple of agency correspondence. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report, making reference to this application. Get the right one here. There's an annual average daily traffic of the road segment from being 1,138 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Present level of service may increase from level of service A to level of service B once the site is fully developed. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and signed by Debbie Absher on March 5th of 2007, we are advised that the soils on site are mapped to be Greenwich Urban Land Complex. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. The applicant shall observe state sediment and stormwater requirements for on-site drainage improvements. Attached with an aerial infrared showing the site and a soil survey, attached with a map information sheet. In reference to dwellings without basements, the site would not be limited. Dwelling with basement, the site would not be limited. In reference to construction materials, topsoils, etc., it says the soils are fair. Makes reference to, appears to be too sandy, too acidy. Hadn't seen that one. Notice some of the soil I read tonight have been somewhat totally different. They're finally, after many years, are using the new soil references. From the County Engineering Department, in the form of a memorandum received today, in referencing this application, we are advised that the system design assumption for this site is one EDU per parcel, that the site is located within a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is the West Rehoboth expansion area. It says that, in reference to wastewater capacity available for the project, the answer was no. The sewer planning study assumption for each parcel is one equivalent dwelling unit, being two EDUs total, reflecting residential parcels in a residential subdivision. The engineering department opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased wastewater flow from commercial uses. The proposed commercial zoning and commercial use is not located on residential lands previously identified for commercial use by county planning and zoning. The proposed use does not conform to Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, and one EDU per parcel would be the capacity. Ordinance 38 requirement, they reference not applicable, makes reference to a contact person and phone number. In reference to system connection charges, the current system connection charge rate is $3,911 per EDU. The location and size of laterals would be determined by the county engineer. Each parcel is served with 1 6-inch sanitary sewer lateral. A lateral upgrade at the property owner's expense could be required. References: a property owner of parcel 17.01 was notified by certified letter in May of 2006 of an illegal disconnect of an improvement previously located on the parcel. As of this date, the violation has not been corrected. Correction of the violation requires a disconnection permit, disconnection by a county licensed plumber, and inspection by Sussex County, and give the contact person and phone number. Conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area planning study shall be required. And it was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. We also received four letters. We might have to ask the applicant whose signature they are. They're not real legible. It appears to be Robert Ames, previous owner of the property on parcel 1701. Richard Poppleton, resident to the rear of the site on parcel 17. And looks like George H. Ames, a resident in the neighborhood. And I'm not sure, but it appears to be B, initial B, Mall, also a neighbor. And that's all I have. Does you have a question?
Anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, Chairman Wheatley and members of the commission. My name is Glenn Mandalas. I'm an attorney with Prickett Jones and Elliott, 11 North State Street, Dover, Delaware, 19904. And I'll preempt the question and let you know that my bar number is 4432.
You also need the number on your birth certificate.
That would be a somewhat larger number, but not much.
Duly noted.
I also am mindful that the average length of the public hearings was just increased somewhat, so we'll do our best to bring that average down just a bit. With me this evening is Todd Fritchman. He's the owner of EnviroTech Environmental Consulting, the business for which we intend to use these parcels that we're discussing this evening. What we're requesting this evening is that two adjacent parcels, lots 9 and 10, which are south of Hebron Road, just outside of Rehoboth Beach, which are currently zoned GR, General Residential, be rezoned to Commercial Residential, or CR1. And largely what this request is a request to ask you to put something back sort of the way it was not too long ago. The parcels were, in fact, zoned C1 until 1997. And in 1997, the then owner of these parcels successfully requested a rezoning to GR so that he could use the parcels for rental trailers. Mr. Fritchman will explain in just a moment that rezoning was largely undocumented, and it's part of the reason that we find ourselves here this evening. So again, we're asking you to return the parcels to a commercial zoning, excuse me. And I'll point out, and Mr. Fritchman will talk a little bit more about it, that there is, in fact, a commercial structure, approved commercial structure, now located on parcel 9. And you'll see in the first few pages of your exhibit book that the plan, this rezoning request, is, in fact, consistent with the comprehensive development plan. I'm a little confused by what Mr. Lank said moments ago, and that was the first that I'd heard that anybody was suggesting that it was not consistent with the comprehensive development plan. We also believe that this plan is complementary to the character of the neighborhood, and some of the photographs in your books will show that as well. To our knowledge, there's been no written opposition, and in fact, as Mr. Lank referred to, there are several letters in support of this application. And for all those reasons, we would respectfully request that you approve the application, and I'll now ask Mr. Fritchman to come up and sort of explain the tangled path that brought us here this evening.
Good evening, Commissioners. Todd Fritschman, President of EnviroTech Environmental Consulting Incorporated. I reside at number 10 South Lake Terrace, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'd just like to take the opportunity to kind of explain the dilemma that I'm in here and the history and some other pertinent information relative to the project. My wife and I originally purchased lot number 9 on Hebron Road in October 2004 with the intent to expand the business and utilize the lot to build a warehouse and staging facility for environmental management service, product storage, equipment storage, a field office, etc. And we're currently using that facility as such. We do have a contract on lot number 10, which is immediately adjacent to lot number 9 at the present time. And that contract is contingent upon the request of rezoning for lot number 10 to CR1. In September 2004, a variance application was submitted and approved by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, authorizing the front yard setback of lot number 9 to be decreased from 60 feet to 50 feet. And that variance was approved based on the perception by everyone involved that their property was located in County C1 Zoning District. In other words, to cut it short, we did all of our due diligence. We bought this property under contract as C1. All permitting, all approvals, all correspondence, county tax map, everything indicated that this property was C1. Until we came in for the variance hearing, it was brought to the attention by the commission, by the clerk, that there was an error somewhere in the county map and that this actually was downzoned to residential in 97. So at that time, we were alerted to the fact that we had built a C1 facility on what we thought was C1 land, and that's where the dilemma occurred. We got all our necessary approvals for C1 building through the county. The building code approval, state fire marshal approval, Sussex Conservation District approval, DLDOT commercial entrance permit, final site plan approval, etc. I would also like to note, if you reference page 4, under lot 9, you can see the existing facility and the adjoining lot to that, lot number 10. And you can see that even though our plan is not finished, the basic structure kind of enhances the street a little bit, I would say. And it is characteristic with the commercial aspect of the street. Lot number 10, as you can see now, is vacant, and we have no intention whatsoever on building a structure on lot number 10. We simply plan on using that area for staging and storage. And if I may ask you to refer to page 7 in your booklet, we've got a lot design and proposed improvement. On the right, you see lot number 9 with the existing warehouse that was demonstrated in the photo. With all our approval and everything for parking and impervious surface driveway, so we didn't need any stormwater management practices or anything like that. The DLDOT stop sign that they made us put in there, which we of course did. And then lot number 10 immediately adjacent to it. Our plan then is to fence this area and border this fencing with a shrub line to provide aesthetic enhancement. And also we propose to put in that green area, that green shaded area there, a conservation landscape plan that would serve as an amenity to the community in terms of aesthetics. It would include a water feature and shrubs around that water feature. And the next page shows the proposed fencing. We obviously won't be using that type of shrubbery. We would be using, since we're stewards of the environment, using native shrubs, probably Atlantic white cedar around the perimeter. And with that, if I may address any questions that you might have or concerns.
All right, sir, does that conclude your presentation?
I'd just point out one more thing for the benefit of the commission. On page 12, there is a chronology of things that have occurred since Mr. Fritchman purchased this lot and has considered purchasing the second lot. And it does a good job, I think, of showing all of the things that occurred in reliance on a C1 zoning and everybody's reliance on a C1 zoning. And in fact, the real interesting thing about this is that you'll see that November 13th of 2006 was the first time, I'm sorry, October of 2006 was the first time that anybody noticed that the lot was actually zoned residential, notwithstanding the fact that that was recognized on November 13th, 2006. They were granted a variance by the county for a variance to the C1 setbacks, and a certificate of occupancy was in fact obtained for this building, notwithstanding the fact that it was a commercial building on a residentially zoned parcel of land. And I just point that out for the benefit of the commission. And that does conclude our presentation.
All right, sir. We thank you. Let's see if anyone has any questions.
Before you go to questions, just to expand upon that, it was found that there was a computer glitch as far as the commercial GR zoning. The map that was at the front building permit counter did show it to be GR. The map was right, but the computer was wrong.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Interesting.
And it did go to the Board of Adjustment twice and got approval twice. And it did have a site plan review.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy, we'll start with you.
I really don't have anything. You do environmental study on this project?
Yeah. It's clean. Yeah. There's no wetlands, no tax ditches.
Could you get to do it?
Yeah. You find anybody get to do it?
It was easy.
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Smith?
What's the proposed height of the fencing you'd put up?
I believe it was a 6 foot.
6 foot. And you said a water feature that I'm seeing it described as a wetland. Is that
it's going to be a wetland simulation. That's correct. It will be open water, be very small, a 6x6, surrounded with native plants. It's just to break up landscape in the area and provide a little green feature to a road that is currently littered with trash and debris and those types of things. We'll maintain this, of course.
Kind of showed what you do anyway.
That's correct, a model. That's correct.
Kind of a different question. Once you create that, you could never fill that back in under?
It would be a lined system. It would be a lined system. We wouldn't be creating a wetland by wetlands by 404 definition or state sobaqueous land definition. It would be a man-made wetland that we would be at liberty to basically do it, a rubber line system.
No other questions.
Mr. Burton.
Who's the stop sign for? Is that for you?
That's correct.
It's for DelDOT.
It's for DelDOT. It's to meet the DelDOT requirement that they imposed upon us. This has been a very long, cumbersome, trying process for myself and my family, extremely costly. And we have not committed any error. We haven't done, and we've followed our due diligence to a T, and we purchased under contract. You know.
I'm glad you picked that up, Commissioner. We've had some serious chuckles about that stop sign. All it is in the way, really.
No further questions.
Mr. Counts?
No, sir.
Mr. Lank?
No, sir.
Mr. Robertson?
No, just except for that letter from County Engineering, I think that's more of a standard letter about the county's objection to rezoning to C1 having to do with sewer capacity. I think given the size of this lot, probably those concerns.
Well, to expand upon that, they first said no, and then they said yes, of sorts, saying that what size the laterals had to be.
Yeah, because it's not going to be a huge increase in EDUs given the size of the lot and what you could do on it. Yeah, right. So
actually, two EDUs and probably only need one.
Yeah.
You have a small bathroom at the site. There's nobody residing there.
The current facility does have two bathrooms, but the lot that we propose, we have under contract, that we in lot 10, we don't have any structure proposed for that.
And if they ever, for the benefit of the commission, if they ever did, that would be site plan review. You know, it would come back.
To build on that lot.
If they ever build on it, right.
To back up just a little bit in history-wise, the site was zoned commercial since 1971. It was downzoned in the 90s for purpose of a four lots being GR for Mr. Ames to have facilities to place four rental
mobiles or else use them for family. And I don't know the specifics of the sales, if it was stated that they were commercial or not. I don't know.
This is our big question. This is our first CR1, isn't it?
Yes, it is. First CR1.
Landmark.
With no mechanism. It's
congratulations.
We get a prize or something.
There was no mechanism to allow for any grandfather type provision to allow for a C1 for infill of other C1 areas. So it's just it has to be a CR1.
If you don't mind, I'd also like to note on the stormwater issue, I know you had mentioned that, all of our surfaces will be impervious, pervious surface, including lot number 10. We will be including no impervious surface on there. It will be a green technology best management practice that will be mulched and will be continuously mulched for a surface in there. Is it appropriate to ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Sorry. I did have a question about the illegal disconnect of the sewage of lot 10. I wasn't really sure what that meant.
That's something you just need to check with county engineering.
Oh, okay.
You need to check because it's likely that there was a mobile home on there at some point, and if it was pulled off, they need to get a disconnect permit, and
somebody may not
have done that. So
I understand.
You've got to go up to the third floor and check on that. That doesn't have anything to do with the planning.
And it was probably a previous owner that was notified.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1621 Todd A. Fritchman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1621? Does anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-96, Orion Development.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 86.43 acres into 99 lots located north of Road 462, 1,995 feet east of Road 461. As I stated earlier, again, we have an exhibit booklet. I think I also stated they seem to be getting bigger. We have an exhibit booklet provided for the application for area and development. It includes an introduction, an executive summary, a reference to existing conditions, a design concept, an HOA organization and management structure report, a specific consideration to Section 99-9C of the subdivision regulations, references to social influences, a response to the Office of State Planning request for a review letter, and open space management plan and related drawings. That is the smaller booklet, which everyone has before you. And for the record, I also have an appendices booklet, or book, on, a little bit larger. That's also part of the record. The report booklets also contain copies of the Technical Advisory Committee review, and that is also part of the record. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. For those of you that might be wondering what all the discussion about